when you look at the social media outlook as a whole, and you look at like what Pinterest is doing right and what Meta is doing right versus like say what Snapchat is doing wrong, those gross margins, cost of sales, are probably the biggest metrics you need to be on the lookout for.
On this episode of Early Bird, Joseph Hadaway, F.A. Barak, and John Essen, the founding team of the investing platform Marketplays. The team joins the podcast today to talk about social media stocks in 2024, including a look at Reddit after its IPO and how the financials for Pinterest might be improving. If you're an investor looking to stay on top of the latest market trends, then you're listening to the right podcast. This is Early Bird, and I'm your host, Stephen Lerner. Before we get to today's discussion, let me tell you how you can save time and beat the market through Early Bird, a free daily email newsletter featuring commentary about the latest trends in stocks, cryptocurrency, and equity crowdfunding. Early Bird is designed to help individual and non-professional investors stay on top of all of the critical investing trends. The newsletter is 100% free and is sent to your email box each weekday morning. Subscribe to Early Bird for free at www.earlybird.email. Once again, that's earlybird.email. And now, today's discussion. All right, welcome to the Early Bird podcast, Joseph, F.A., and John. How are all of you doing today?
We're all doing pretty good. How are you doing, Stephen? Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm excited. We normally don't have more than one or two people on an episode, but three, that's a record. So I'm excited. You're all from Marketplays. And today we're talking about social media stocks in 2024 and what investors should know. Before we get into that, in about 30 seconds or less, guys, tell me what should the audience know about you and your backgrounds?
Yeah, so the three of us working together, like you mentioned, we are the founding team of Marketplays.com. John and F.A. have been on the project for, what, about 3 years now? Am I right on that?
Yeah, on or off, around.
Yeah, and I joined up a little more than 6 months ago. F.A. is our technical co-founder and our CEO. F.A., if you want to say hi.
Hello,
hey, I'm guys. F.A.
And then John is, I believe, CFO, kind of handles a lot of the day-to-day. John, if you'd like to say hi also.
Hi, everyone.
And then me, I'm Joseph. I handle like the marketing, the TikTok, the social media, all that fun stuff.
Cool. Well, guys, I want to get right into it. Social media stocks in 2024, what should investors know about this space?
Well, I mean, I can go ahead and lead off here. So we can't get social media stocks in 2024 without talking about the big thing of the year, really the big thing of the last month. Reddit went public, what, about 4 weeks ago? I think March 21st was the IPO date, whatever that winds up as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Reddit definitely went public, and then I think it's down, what, 7%-ish from
Reddit's
launch?
Down 16%, actually. So,
oh, 16%.
Yeah, so I'm just, I know, you know, it's the middle of April now. What should investors know? It sounds like that's an area you want to start off with in terms of Reddit. Why is that such a big deal in terms of social media stocks this year?
Yeah, so I think Reddit's kind of a fun one because, and please, either F.A. or John, argue with me if you think I'm wrong about this, but Reddit seems to be, at least to me, one of the first ones where its own users have it out for the stock price. Wall Street Bets has announced they're shorting it. And then on top of that, even just for day-to-day users, over the last, really, what, about a year, Reddit has made several user-unfriendly changes to their platform, including data scraping to train AI language models. And then also that whole, I think F.A. can talk on this more than I can, they started charging moderators to use the Reddit APIs, I believe.
They closed down a lot of the third-party apps that many people were using last year, actually. That happened, I think, August-ish. Yeah, that was quite the uproar.
I see. And so what do you think this means for Reddit stock? Since it just IPO'd, what do you think it means for the business right now that it's a public business?
So from a business perspective, Reddit has barely been profitable ever. So before this AI craze started, their basically business was ads plus some gold selling. So the gold thing is when you like gift another person, which gave you like premium subscriptions. Well, they have always been in the red, basically. So now that the AI stuff is a little bit here, and then they've stopped these APIs, the reason they did that is because to be able to sell that data, because they were just giving that away for free. So what put a lot of the user base of Reddit in conflict with Reddit itself is that they don't want their data to be sold to these AI companies, because the Reddit user base is different than the other social media companies such as like Facebook or Instagram. They're more conscious, should I say, is that a good word, about their what happens to their data. So I feel like a lot of people have just stopped using Reddit, mostly because either their favorite application has been shut down because of this change, or they just don't want their data to be shared. So I think Reddit, unless they make some changes, I don't think they have like a very bright future on the stock market, which kind of shows because Spez, the owner of Reddit, he actually sold quite a lot of stock when they went IPO. I don't know the exact amount right now, but not a lot of confidence, not even from the owner, I feel like.
Now, that's a good point. I know there was no lockup period for some of the shareholders or those who were able to buy shares before the IPO. No lockup period means they could sell right away, as some did, which meant that the price has gone down, which it did, and it might explain if the price goes down further. It sounds like, unless I'm mistaken, it sounds like everyone here is kind of bearish on Reddit's outlook for 2024, right?
Kinda, yeah. I am a Redditor, which is kind of... I use Reddit for daily, so I don't want the platform to fail. It's just that I don't see any good innovation on their part, and then the current, well, the pricing model, quote unquote, is not very solid, in my opinion.
Oh, you're right. There are some issues with that. I guess broader picture, you mentioned Reddit and why that's such a big deal as the IPO. We haven't had a real good social media IPO in some time. From the bigger picture, when you're looking at social media companies, and especially those that are publicly traded, what should investors know about the landscape of social media 2024 right now, just in general? Is this an area where you say investors should be looking at social media stocks, or do you think that investors should probably avoid social media stocks given the state of the economy, for example?
Maybe I can take the first lead on this one. I was just going through Pinterest stock, for example, because I think that's a good indicator of, you know, like your average social media stock, where the strengths and weaknesses. So I was looking at the margins actually, Stephen, and I realized that their gross margin adjusted EBITDA has been improving year over year, despite the lockdowns being lifted in 2022. And I looked at why could be this. And I guess I can see that the cost of sales, especially when it comes to advertising, marketing, and development, has been consistently going down per dollar they make. And right now, like they had a gross margin of $150 million just in Q4 last year. I think, I mean, Efe can speak to this, or Joseph, or you. Why is that? But I feel marketing costs are decreasing somehow, despite their global outreach and monthly active users for within and outside of North America are increasing. So I guess there might be an opportunity for social media, because I think just like your classic marketing budgets are basically shifting to a more scalable enterprise model. And I think they might actually have a chance of just improving their margins and put this more into their company and eventually like significantly improve their market cap. So I think the key is how can they be expanding their profit margins? And I see that there is a trend towards an expansion there. I see an upward trend. So I think social media is definitely a good sector to invest in long term. I guess it really depends on the business model and which social media stock we're talking about. But in the case of Pinterest, all I see is positive. I see green everywhere, despite the stock not performing in line with the S&P in the last 10 years. I think the future looks a little brighter from that angle. But this is, again, purely a financials-based outlook. So I unfortunately don't have much else trend-wise. But if anybody knows more, feel free.
Actually, to continue kind of a little bit on what John said, to go back to the original question, I mean, you have like a blue chip social media stock like Meta being up more than 50, almost 60% year to date. How do you tell people not to look at social media? I mean, it is, we are not even halfway through the year and it's up more than 50%. That is absolutely ridiculous. But John is totally right. The main thing you gotta be looking for right now is profit margins and average revenue per user. Which, in my opinion, going back to Reddit, is something that's going to kill Reddit over the long term because a lot of Reddit's users, due to their sole browsing of not-safe-for-work content, are not monetizable. Whereas you have platforms with more moderation on that, kind of like Instagram, Facebook, where every single user is monetizable. And I think we've kind of seen this going back to the earnings call that Meta did back in, I think it was January 31st, February 1st, late January, early February, stock jumped like 20% overnight solely on their, like John said, the cost of sales is going down quickly and their average revenue per user is shooting up. And that's really helping both the gross and the net profit margin. So when you look at the social media outlook as a whole and you look at like what Pinterest is doing right and what Meta is doing right versus like, say, what Snapchat is doing wrong, those gross margins, cost of sales, are probably the biggest metrics you need to be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. And I guess the algorithms, when it comes to advertising, I guess there's a bit of an AI in the picture and more so, I guess, continuously going forward. So these like commercials, advertisements, algorithms are just getting more and more targeted to the actual users based on their browser history, based on their what they clicked, who they interact with, their location, their preferences, pages they like. So I think there is definitely, like, social media is becoming a little, maybe, you know, TV in the 70s, if that makes sense. Like, they're becoming the advertising marketplace rather than just their classic proposition of connecting people. So I see potential there.
Good point. When we return, we'll hear from the team about Meta platforms and the outlook for social media stocks for the rest of 2024. But first, let me tell you how you can become a more informed investor through Early Bird, a free daily email newsletter. Early Bird has commentary on the latest events and trends in stocks, cryptocurrency, and crowdfunding. With Early Bird's daily weekday email, investors can quickly stay on top of the trends and beat the market. Subscribe to Early Bird for free at www.earlybird.email. Once again, that's earlybird.email. And now, back to today's discussion. So today we're talking about social media stocks in 2024, and we've mentioned Reddit at the beginning. We talked about Pinterest and some of the financials that have been going on with the company. We brought up Meta recently in this conversation, and I think it's interesting to sort of let's continue the conversation with Meta platforms. You know, obviously, we're not financial advisors, and I always tell listeners, speak to a financial advisor before making any major financial decisions. But when you look at Meta stock and the decision to buy or not buy, it's up tremendously, not just in 2024, but in 2023, it had a great year. Mm-hmm. Do you expect that same type of growth? Is this a good time to get into Meta, or should you wait till there's maybe more of a pullback before you get into the Meta trade?
I'll say either of you want to hop on that or you want me to. All right, then. I'm a Meta believer personally, and I have been for a long time. And a lot of my reasoning behind that is looking at how monetizable their audience is, because taking a step back, like I'm really not a Snapchat fan. I'm a very big Snapchat bear, and I think one of the big things Snapchat is doing wrong, at least currently, is a lot of their users are, especially here in the U.S., 18 or under, which is notoriously a hard, if not impossible, market to properly monetize well, and monetize really to a profitable sense. But then you compare that with Meta, where their average user is definitely an adult. And I mean, really, that's kind of the big factor right there is adulthood, which are traditionally easier to monetize, and also have a higher rate of monetization. They generally have more expendable income. Like, you know, if you see an ad from they want to buy, there's more of a chance and they can buy it rather than the average 14, 15-year-old clicking an ad on Snapchat. And I think that's where both Pinterest and Meta are both kind of killing it right now, is their average user by age and by demographic is so monetizable, and they're only going to get more monetizable, especially as we look into the future at a potential like rate cut in the U.S. and easing inflation in the U.S. Despite any recent CPI or inflation reports, we look 5-10 years in the future. Personally, at least, I see lower rates and a better economic situation for all of us. Better economic situation, more expendable income, advertising rates go up. I like Meta for those reasons.
So, speaking of Meta, the question I have is that, is Meta doubling, because they doubled since last year, right? Their stock price?
Yeah.
Market cap. So the reason Meta is doubling, is it because of the social media influence or is it because of the AI craze? Because Meta is really deep on this AI thing as well. And with TikTok being banned, I feel like people have an expectation that Meta will perform much better in the future than not because of their like social media presence, but because of the AI presence. Would that be a good assessment?
That's interesting that you bring up what they're doing with AI. I know they're, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the metaverse division of Meta still is not profitable. So I know it is a bit of a drag on the company's finances. You brought up TikTok, and obviously there was a ban passed by Congress, but it's not into law at this point, and it may not come into law. Is TikTok sort of the elephant in the room when it comes to these social media stocks? Like we talked about Meta and Snap, Pinterest, Reddit. Obviously, those are publicly traded and TikTok is not. But is TikTok sort of the elephant in the room in that it's taking away the traffic and the revenue from these places? You know, Meta, we talked a bit about what it's being able to do with advertisers. But Meta's audience, especially with Facebook.com, they skew a bit older. And a lot of advertisers don't want to target that crowd. Whereas TikTok, we know it's a younger crowd that advertisers might favor. So what factor do you think TikTok will play in some of these public social media stocks in 2024?
Yeah, I definitely believe that TikTok has basically stolen the vital demographic that Facebook usually went. Because when we were kids, Facebook was for us because we were the kids, you know. Now TikTok is for the kids. So they basically have lost that audience. And if the TikTok ban goes through and it is actually banned, then those people are probably going to go to like Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, one of those. So the reason all these other companies have basically mimicking TikTok on their platforms is because they want that audience. Like YouTube Shorts is basically a response to TikTok directly, and Instagram Reels the same way. Facebook Stories, that's also the same thing. So they all want that audience. And if the TikTok ban happens, that audience will need to find some place to go, and where else to go but Instagram, basically.
Good point. Anybody else have anything they want to add on this subject?
No, I think FA's got a great point. I was going to say the exact same thing. The fact that Instagram Reels exists alone is enough proof that TikTok itself is putting a drag on your legacy social media sites like Meta. Unfortunately, though, it's always going to be a little hard to say without TikTok or their parent ByteDance being publicly traded. We can speculate quite a bit. We can make some reasonable guesses, but we'll never have the full data.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Last big point, you know, here we are in April, rest of year, are we still bullish on some of these social media stocks, or are we thinking, you know what, the market might pull back, let's look at some safer defensive plays, maybe consumer staples, for example, or are we still bullish on social media for the rest of the year?
I guess it depends on the trading style and what you expect, right? If you're like a, you know, early 30s, long-term value play person, and just buy and forget about it, might as well just continue to invest in social. This includes Meta too, because all the indicators, financial indicators at least, like are very bullish. But if you're like a couple of years away from retirement, yeah, you might want to just park your money maybe in like dividend stocks, for example. You know, I guess it depends on the person, but the general sentiment's quite bullish.
I'm going to go off what John said a little bit here, and my answer is going to be it depends. Because social media is a very broad range. You have companies like Meta who've been around a lot longer than a lot of like upstarts. So I look at like, you know, Meta, and again, we keep bringing Pinterest, which are probably my two favorite social media stocks. I see a bullish case for them, but then I look at other ones in the same industry, like Reddit or Snapchat, and I feel very bearish about them. I think the industry as a whole isn't solid enough, like, say, like a banking or a financial industry is, that if you want a bull case, you still got to pick and choose.
Great point. Guys, from a marketplace, thank you so much for coming on the Early Bird podcast today to talk about social media stocks in 2024. Before we wrap up the podcast, I just have one final question for the group, and it's the most important question for today's discussion. That question for you is, would you rather have the power of invisibility or the power of flight?
Invisibility. By far.
See, I'm gonna disagree with you there. We all three of us are getting ready for a little trip, and I know what I've paid in flights. I would love to have that money back.
I mean, you could make that money back by being invisible.
Okay, you got me on that one.
Okay, invisibility, by far.
Thank you again to Joseph Hadaway, F.A. Barak, and John Essen for sharing your insights on social media stocks. And thank you to everyone for listening to today's discussion. We'll be back next week for another episode of Early Bird. Have a great day.